Good evening, audio.
Boom!
So, this is Dave 728NC, and the always lovely and talented Carolina Wolfie.
That's me.
Say hello.
Hello.
And none other than everyone's favorite small gator, Ophelia.
Me!
Right, so you had some questions.
Time thing.
It's called daylight. We're now, right now, in daylight savings time. And tonight, we set the clocks, but you've experienced this before.
I never really thought about it before.
Right. So, tonight we set the clocks back an hour.
Did anybody talk to Stephen Hawking about this whole messing with time thing?
What do you know about Dr. Hawking?
Well, I've seen he has to use a voice thing, and he has like a wheelchair.
Right, but he's very, very smart.
Yeah, and he's super smart and stuff.
Right.
He like writes books and
teaches
classes and stuff.
Yes. So, anyway, so they're not changing time, they're just resetting the clock. So, this all came about to save energy.
Sure. It's probably some kind of vast conspiracy. I don't know what kind, though.
Alright, so, but tonight, you get an extra hour of sleep. Because at 2 a.m., the clocks are set back 1 hour. So when you wake up tomorrow, it will be an hour earlier than your body actually thinks that it is.
The doggies aren't going to like that very much.
No, they'll probably be fairly upset about it. They'll have to wait an extra hour to eat. So, at 2 o'clock, the clock gets set back to 1 o'clock, and then it proceeds from there.
You have to get up at 2 o'clock and do it, or can it whenever you want?
It's automatic. It happens by itself. There are some clocks that have to be set by manually.
I know, but like, do you have to do it exactly at 2 in the morning?
No, you can do it whenever you want. Right. And then in the spring, at the end of March, the clocks spring ahead.
So they take away the hour, then they give it back.
And then they take it away and give it back. You don't really lose. You break even.
It seems kind of dopey.
Well, it is kind of dopey, but it is what it is.
The computer said there are some states that don't do it.
Right. Arizona, I don't think they do it.
Your friend Jeff lives.
Yes, Dr. Bishop.
They don't do it.
Indiana did not used to do it. But now they've come to their senses.
Or something.
Right. How was Halloween?
Halloween was good. We took all our stuff to school, and we did our costumes, and there was a parade.
Now, you were all...
We were the zombie gators, so
right.
We are the scuttling dead. Don't you guys want t-shirts that say that? I think it would be hilarious.
With pictures of zombie gators on
them? Yeah.
I can just hear the 16 of you all yelling, brain! That's right. That'd be great.
But don't come after us with knives.
The
please.
Lady said you were quite frightening when you came to trick or treat.
Yes, very intimidating.
I'm sure. Did you get tons of candy?
We got lots of candy, but there were not very many houses really that had lights on.
Right.
People, I don't know if they just didn't. Like, maybe they turned their lights off when they saw us.
That
I don't
could be.
Know.
Well, I saw a significant dip in our amount of candy in the house. So you guys took a chunk of ours.
Yeah. Well, they said it was okay.
Well, that's fine. I'm not complaining.
I like the Reese cups. Those are nummy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else on your mind?
Let's see.
How's school going?
It's okay. It's better this week.
You like it. You like school, don't you?
Yeah, I like my friends.
Well, that's good. Now, didn't I tell you were going to make friends?
Yeah, you did say that.
This is my I told you so face.
Okay, that's lovely. Thank you.
This is my I was right face.
you hear about the crashes of the rockets?
I did. That's very sad.
Man.
It's very sad. The exploding rocket and then the one from...
And the NASA... the orbital right, science the orbital sciences. People.
And then the...
Virgin Galactic.
Yeah, yeah, that's very sad.
It's good that that man wasn't in it that with all the money that runs the company.
Right.
That would have been...
That would have
really
been bad.
Really a drag. Yeah. But the man... The pilot died. The pilot died?
Yeah, it's very sad.
And then Matt says, see, that's why we shouldn't go into space. But they were... It said on the internet that they were using a new kind of fuel and maybe something was wrong.
That could be. But, you know, all those astronauts have been saying online, you know, going into space is hard.
Yeah, well, you know that guy was on Mars for all that time.
No, that was a story.
I know.
No, what you're, what she's talking about is The Martian by
Andy Weir.
Thank you. And a very, very good book.
It is. It was a really good book.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm glad you had a good Halloween.
Yeah, we did. It was fun. And we might, like... reprise the zombies just to have fun.
Well, you could do that.
It was fun to be a zombie.
Yeah. So, now the question is, what are you going to be next year?
I don't know.
Well, you have lots of time.
We could be were-zombies. I mean, were-gators.
Were-gators. That'd be all right. So, what would you change into? You're already gators.
I don't know. I have to figure it out.
Yeah, you'll have to ponder that. Well... Okay, and just for people who care, we are not going to renew our pro subscription to Audio Boom. We are going to go back to the 10 minutes.
Yeah, because it seems
kind of silly.
Silly.
So, and so anyway.
We're also having internet difficulties.
We are. So tomorrow we'll have some offline time. Try not to
have. The horror. I had a horrible event today.
What happened?
Well, you know, I occasionally like to play games on my iDevices. Just once in a while, you know. Not very often.
Right.
And everyone knows that's not true.
And you, this morning, right? Is this your horrible event? No, you had a joyous event first.
So, yes, yeah, so the...
I wonder if you're on the leaderboard, though.
I don't know.
I'll have to look.
So, the amazing Skyring, who probably has more apps than, like, anybody in the world, except maybe Tim Cook, she...
You know, I would love to see what was on Tim Cook's iPhone. Wouldn't that be interesting? I mean...
Yes, it would.
But I mean, to see what kind of apps people like that have. Wouldn't that be cool? That'd be kind of cool.
It would be interesting.
Do you think he actually has to pay for his iTunes
account? No. Okay, Are you kidding?
Anyway, go ahead. So, Skyring.
So,
the lovely Sarah Cranston.
She tweeted about this thing called Pyramid 13, and we were like, what's that? So, it's... a solitaire game, which is one of my favorites.
And believe me, when I found out about this and I downloaded it, and this one goes, the 13 game? What?
Yeah, I was very
must
excited.
Have game.
I did.
It was. She nearly had a game-gasm.
It's a pyramid instead of the line of. Seven piles of cards, just a horizontal line. It's a triangle laid out on the table with one at the top and then two cards on top of that and then three. So it makes a big triangle.
Pyramid.
And you match up cards to add up to 13. So the king is 13 and the queen is 12 if you have it set to
which
suit
I don't.
Cards.
That's more things.
You can also do hexadecimal on this, which is just really cool.
Did you do that?
I did for a while, but I had to think too hard, and I can't handle that.
I can understand that.
It
would make me think too hard just to have regular face cards. I'm lucky I can add 12 and 1 or you know, 11 and 2 together to get 13.
And so, of course, I've been obsessively playing this game.
You would never do that.
No, certainly not. We won't discuss iAssociate or anything like that. So, this morning, so, like, you get achievements if you complete a pyramid or and match up all the other cards in the deck and, you know, things like that. And in this solitaire game, what's cool is you get to keep going. So once you've completed the solitaire, you're not done. You can do another one, and it keeps scoring your game. And the scores in this thing are a little wonky anyway. The, what do you want to call it? Like the
high scores take a couple of games to pop up, right?
To actually populate into the scoring field. So this morning I was curled up under my blanket and I was playing the game. And I got a pyramid and I was like, okay, cool. And then I got another one. So I had like, you know, 1,100 points or something like that. Then I got a third one. Okay, that's awesome. So I was excited. And at that point I got an achievement because I had done
13 pyramids.
13 successful pyramids. So that was neat. And that gave me some extra points. And then I got two more pyramids. So I had a total of 5. So then I got another achievement called
the
Full House for doing 5 pyramids in a row in one game. And by that time I had like 4,000 points. And then I started another pyramid, but I lost in that one. I had like 4,210 points or something. And so I was, you know, I was pretty jazzed because I had that many points.
And Sarah, the night before, was saying, I have like 3,420 points.
Right, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And so, and she wasn't, you know, she wasn't being like snippy or anything. She was just
no.
saying, you know. So, so I was all excited, right? And so, you know, I ended the game and I got out of it. And then when I went back in, they weren't there. And no. It still hasn't populated them. It has me at 2,400, which is my, you know,
your previous high.
The right? other high score that I had. But
yeah. Chloe, be quiet.
It makes me really sad.
That's too bad. So we gotta. Maybe we'll email the developer and say, "Hey,
dude, what is up with this?"
Yeah. So. Well, congratulations.
Well, anyway, it's a good game, guys. And
then
there's
Pyramid 13. Do we know the developer name?
No, I can't think what it was.
But it was $2.
Yeah, and it's worth.
She's
it.
She's got her $2 out of it already.
Totally. I think I've played like 50 games already.
Yeah. All right, well, have we babbled enough?
Yes, I'm sure we have. People are like yawning and things.
Right.
I can hear them.
Hello, everybody, and feel free to boo back. We haven't heard from lots of people. So we'll talk to you all later.
Okay.
All right.
Right. Bye!
Nope. Okay, bye.
Bye.
46 minutes and 17 seconds. Close. Button. Public. Time. 40. Pause recording.
Oh, sorry about all that.